Idaho lawmakers are digesting the governor's proposal to give state employees a 2% pay bump in the coming fiscal year. James Dawson has more.
State officials say public employee compensation in Idaho lags about 12% behind both the private sector and other public employees elsewhere. That's counting both salary and benefits. Democratic State Representative John Gannon says a 2% bump in pay isn't enough for people to keep up with rising rents and property taxes.
This 2% increase is not even going to keep state employees whole relative to what the economy is doing.
But Republican Senator Jim Patrick says he'd rather focus right now on some kind of property tax reform to head off drooping wages.
I think we need to find a solution to that maybe first, because more money to employees doesn't solve that tax problem. It'll continue on.
Last year, state employees got a 2% raise plus a flat $500 built into their base salary. Governor Brad Little's plan for a 2% raise would cost $19.2 million if the committee that Patrick co-chairs and Gannon serves on follows that recommendation. That committee will finalize its report to the State Budget Writing Committee next Thursday. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.